Okay, we were doing the laws of Birkat Kohanim, and he had explained how Birkat Kohanim encompasses all our worldly needs and our spiritual needs, and every Kohen has intent according to his capacity, and every one of us can have intent in the blessing for what we personally need that's concealed within that blessing, even the things that he hasn't mentioned. He said, the blessings of Birkat Kohanim encompass every form of blessing in life. So you just have to have that kavanah. And there happens to be, and I saw this work once, there happens to be a sgula, an amulet, that says that if a couple can't have kids, they should ask a kohen to have kavanah for them. And it was a funny thing. I had just come across that. I used to have an interesting seder. When I was getting my hair cut, so I'd read through things that were not exactly Torah, but were interesting nonetheless. So I learned, that's when I learned Josephus. You know, I learned different things during that time. So I once read a thing about different amulets. And I mentioned to a friend of mine that there's a segula that says that if you ask a kohen to have you in mind when he does Birkat Kohanim, so then that could help a couple have kids. And as I was mentioning it to him, another friend of ours who was a kohen was standing there. And he said, if that'll make you feel good, I'll have you in mind. And what can I tell you? Within the year, the guy had a kid. And this is after treatments and who knows what. You know, I was like, okay, fine. You know, I'm not a big believer in all this. You know, if Chazal say it, fine. But if it's just like some book says it, okay. I don't know. And they didn't do treatments that year. I don't know. Okay.
It's like working automatically.
If you ask the I don't know. I don't know. I could just tell you it happened to me once. It's not like I don't do these things. But it does say, and that's what he's saying here, everyone could have in mind for the blessing they need during the Birkat Kohanim, because the Birkat Kohanim is all encompassing. And even though the Kohen can't encompass everything in his intent, but nonetheless, the kohen is just a funnel through which Hashem gives the blessing. This amulet happened to say that the kohen should have that couple in mind. So that's a little different than what he's saying. He says, you know, when you're a funnel, it doesn't matter. You're just, everything's passing through you. So you have to have in mind that that's what you need. God knows what you need and you know what you need, so the kohen doesn't have to know. That's what he says. He says it differently. So we should have in mind that the blessings are a way of fulfilling our Creator's will, and Hashem should bless us. At the end of the day, the Kohanim are the funnel. The blessing is Hashem's blessing. Now, when we say the Birkat Kohanim must be said in Lashon HaKodesh, in Hebrew, standing. The Kohanim lift their hands, they say it out loud, and these things have to be so. Now, what happens when a kohen is old and he can't do this? So then he shouldn't go up. I mean, when I was a kid, there was a kohen who insisted on going up. The poor guy couldn't stand. So the rabbi told him, you know, if you can't stand, you shouldn't do Birkat Kohanim. And the guy refused to listen. They weren't going to make a big fight out of it. The guy made sure not to show up to the minyan. The rabbi showed up and he'd go to the other minyan. But that's the halacha, you know. If a guy's old or he's sick, if he can't stand or he can't lift his hands, if he's all hoarse, so he doesn't belong up there. But okay.